What is wisdom? At a glance, by subtle analogy to computer programs. If all your mind was an operating system, wisdom would serve as the command line programs. They would allow larger, more complex applications to happen. And the larger applications would rely on many of the underlying commands. Without wisdom, you will not succeed, because you will have to start at zero, learning everything from scratch. There is not enough time in life for that. With wisdom, you will transform. With more and more wisdom, you will transform more and more, growing in capability, adjusting your course. There are good command line programs and bad command line programs. Larger applications can be warped by bad command line programs being injected on purpose. I am tempted to make the long list, but you would fight me. I'll just mention one bad command that I know most people really, really want. They want it to be so true. A brand name college education. Yes, that is not a wisdom. It is a trick. A retreat, to be precise, and I suppose someone will come up with a super Christmas to match it. Well, the holiday will cost a lot less, a lot more people will get scammed. An honest and authentic university would absolutely not allow itself to have a brand name, and they would share all of their lectures with great precision. And now, in the age of AI, they would even share professors. An authentic university has but one concern: educate as many as possible, as best as it can be done. And your high school chemistry teacher, for example, should have been hoisting you up to world's most profound lectures, rather than following some half-thought-out textbook that did not, in fact, make you or your parents a chemist. But let us focus on the positive side, where we don't have to argue about anything, we can just benefit from wisdom. The best wisdom is always clear and positive, and always profoundly enabling. Some requires experience, but this does not make it more confusing. It means that you need a runway to access it, which probably makes it even more powerful once you get there. A good example of that is Know Thyself, where an unexamined life is not worth living, because you are probably being used, maybe for college loans, or by TV commercials, or empty lifestyles of rich, famous, and shameless, with impeccable product placement. Other wisdoms are perfectly accessible, perfectly pure. Such is the case with one of my favorites:
"The choices we make dictate the life we lead."
It's from Renaissance Man, 1994, that featured Danny DeVito. Or, as I say, "The choices we make today dictate the life ahead of you." This is not to say that consequences catch up, as the case might have been in the movie. For example, you should not demonize Nietzsche for something he said when he was young and scared. So, it is rarely a good idea to cast everything away because of something a philosopher did or say, even if they did it later in their career. They share wisdom, and that wisdom is somewhat independent, because it's a projection of who they want to be, even though in the end, or in the beginning, they might have been eaten by mistakes or fears or some misunderstanding. You don't have to become friends with a philosopher, but you should keep all their wisdoms and make them better. In the case of choices we make dictate the life we lead, we should pull that out of the context that it was in the movie and focus on the positive, not consequences catching up, but the benefits of shaping the future ahead of you. Do you want to physically hurt your bully? Or do you want to understand what corrupted them and get right under the problem and then use that knowledge to change the future? Do you want to pretend to learn by memorization? Or stay at home and continue secretly studying programming for real so that one day you become a programmer that creates programs and maybe computer games as inspirational as those that moved you in your childhood? You see how powerful, purely positive, and easy to comprehend wisdom is. It transforms you. Immediately, in the case at hand, you become in control of your entire future by merely changing the decisions you are making. Just look how many people say life sucks and nothing ever changes and there is none of this and none of that and why even try? And then let the consequences of that pretty dark path cut them off from what was once their beautiful future. That is so sad. People who instead say, I will read the books and I will create great adventures in my life that will make room for them. I will listen to my books on long adventure trails. Simply end up learning or inheriting from profound great beings, including adventurers, such lessons that prevent them from giving up on life. They would never say such a thing as life sucks. In fact, well-read adventurers and just people who tend to learn authentically, very functional lessons that truly impact their lives, and then continue circling around them, always revisiting their curiosities, will tend to profoundly love life and constantly make fun of themselves just to bring even more cheer to the world. Learning from philosophers just makes more philosophers. Young people learn to see all the wisdom as their intellectual inheritance, as something that all the world's philosophers wanted to transport into the future. They will develop a sense for navigating upwards, growing all the way up until they too become great beings.